quick question for you.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Can I ask you a question?
Can you dig it?
Yes, Kai.
Can you dig it?
Yes, Kai.
The man with the words you've been dying to hear.
Yes, Kai.
This is the Yes Guy Show with Jim Taddy on TSN 1050.
Can you dig it?
Oh, yes, Guy. Well, that was a scratchy one. Let's try that one again. Oh, yes, Guy. Wow. Jim Taddy, Perry Lefko, accomplished writer Perry Lefko with you. Coming up in the broadcast, Jim Barker very shortly. Former Argonaut Dan Giancola will be buying segment number two. Segment number three, Randall the Handle, with a special announcement. And of course, we close with the obligatory and lightning round of yes guy, no guy. Perry, you all set?
I'm all set. Now, right off the top, I want to say, Ron Foxcroft, I read your book, The 40 Ways of the Fox. Excellent read. It's available on Amazon. I recommend it to anybody who wants to know a little bit about business.
Wow, you did that very nicely, because the first thing I have to say to follow that up with is Fox 40 is proud to announce the launch of Ron Foxcroft's new book, The 40 Ways of the Fox. You heard Perry give it the endorsement, even though he did not write the book. Now, that's impressive. Order your copy today at fox40shop.com. Net proceeds go to Liberty for Youth and City Kids, two organizations that do wonderful work for our community. And while you're at it, if you're looking for an experienced real estate agent, Charles Park Managing Broker, RE/MAX West Realty Brokerage, has 26 award-winning years of real estate experience. So, looking for the highest level of knowledge, experience, and service, put Charles Park in your corner. Visit charlespark.ca or call or text them at 647-292-8886. Servicing from Hamilton to Kingston, from Toronto to Muskoka, Charles Park will not be outworked by anybody. He's a very busy guy and can squeeze you in and give you the ultimate service. So, I mean, this, speaking of busy guys, I mean, when I got to the end of May and the Leafs expired, I anointed this the summer of no guy. What a classic misread on my part. I mean, look, we've had the NBA draft, the Olympics going on, free agent frenzy, and the Leafs added another winger, Nick Ritchie, Saturday morning. So they've added Cache and Ritchie in the last 2 days, and so they beefed up the roster. There was the expansion draft, the junior draft. You know, the CFL season is around the corner. This is as busy as it gets.
This is the summer of sports, and the Yes Guy Show is all over it.
All over it, literally, all over it. I mean, that's the ultimate catchphrase, we're all over it. What does that mean?
It means we'll be discussing things, but we're talking to, well, this show will be dedicated to football, NFL, CFL, and I'm really happy about our guests today.
Yeah, well, you should be. You lined all three of them up. I bailed out on you, which I apologize for, but things got a little busy for me this week. So I said, Perry, jump in, buddy, and you did. You delivered big time. I appreciate that.
Jim, I don't know any broadcaster who's more versatile than you after all the shows you've done the past week and you're about to do next week. You are the conductor. You drive the train.
Who's in the orchestra tonight? Okay, we got some good horns unit here, so let's go with the brass sound. It's fun to do. I mean, for so many years early in the career, all, you know, it's the TV thing where, okay, you're just doing this. And it was a little frustrating because there was more in the tank. And so I've really, the run at TSN 1050 is now 11 years plus and, actually 10 plus, 10 and a half years. So love it because a lot of variety and it's just great to do different things all the time as opposed to the one. Now, when you have the one, you really appreciate it because it's sort of pays for everything. But you know, there's a time to do everything. And this is just, I love the variety. It's fun. I got to say that.
Well, you know, you've been in the business a long time, and like I said, you're the five-tool guy of broadcasting.
Okay, so Perry, we're going to have a little trouble getting a hold of Jim Barker. One of us gave the wrong number, so we're going to have to...
I just talked to him right now.
Oh, okay, so actually what you can do, I'm gonna fill some stuff here.
Here's the number. You want me to give you the number or just text it to you?
Send the number to Ben. Do you have Ben's contact? I love doing this on the air. So send it to Ben. All right. Yeah, this is going to be interesting. Send it to Ben, and in the meantime, I'm going to get some commercial stuff out of the way so we can move things around. This is the Yes Guy broadcast. Things don't always follow as they're supposed to, but we eventually get there. So let me tell you this: if you're an experienced real estate agent looking for comprehensive value and a distinct advantage, contact Charles Park Managing Broker, RE/MAX West Realty Brokerage, offering state-of-the-art technologies with exclusive coaching and mentoring. For a confidential interview, call call Charles at 647-292-8886 or email charles@remaxwest.net. So part of the Charles Park experience is this guy will not be outworked by anybody if you're buying or selling. And if you're in the business, because he's a managing broker, he can mentor you into the business, which is what he did for me about 10 years ago. I'm no longer in that business, but he was a great help to me. The other note is, if you want to stay safe on the water this summer, for all your marine safety needs, visit fox40shop.com. Use the code YESGUY for 15% off your entire order. So there's a nice use of YESGUY. Perry, did we get that number across?
I sent it to Ben. Ben, I hope you have it right now. And
okay, there you go. And I'm sure that was my error. Because
never admitted your error.
Well, usually when I transcribe things, I check those phone numbers because I have sabotaged my own show a couple of times in the past, and it's always bad when you're the cause of your own problems. It's much easier when somebody else screws it up for you, isn't it?
Well, I will not acknowledge that you were the error, okay?
Yeah, okay, so maybe it was my fault. And anyway, Jim Barker will join us shortly. Dan Giancola will be by in segment number two. And you did a nice piece, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago, in the Toronto Star about him. Okay, I don't know what happened there, but anyway, Randall the Handle will be by in segment three as well. And, of course, Yes Guy, No Guy. Perry, are you there?
I am there. Yes.
Okay, so you just stiffed me for an answer there. Okay, good. So, Dan Giancola, what can you tell us about him?
Well, Dan played for the Argos in 1999. He was a walk-on, had been trying to play in the CFL for 6 years. We've kept in touch. He was a phenomenal personality when he played with the Argos that year. Within the last year, Dan has had his business shut down, fitness business, by COVID. Had a scare, a health scare, because of a heart attack. He subsequently lost his father and two uncles and an aunt. Then he had COVID, him, his wife, and his daughter. He's been through an incredible year, and yet this guy is very resilient, one of the most upbeat guys you'll ever find, and I'm sure we'll be able to, it'll come across loud and clear when we have him on the show today.
Okay, so one more question, because I have to buy some more time. You know, there's a great CFL connection with all these three guests today, and it's just, you know, it's hard to imagine that there was nothing last year, but last year was kind of in the memory department, kind of disposable, but great to have it back, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because when you think about it now, like, there is a certain absence to the whole Toronto sports scene, and that's the Argos, that's the CFL. So this comes into the mix with everything that's going on right now. The Olympics will be over in a week or so for now. I think a lot of people like the CFL. I think a lot of people, you know, don't really understand what it's about. It's not the NFL. It's the CFL. It's a complete, distinct difference. It's like Formula One racing and Indy racing. So, yeah, I'm glad to see the CFL's back.
Okay, so what we're going to do, because we're having a technical issue. Okay, good. Thank you for that. We're going to reset, take a break, come back, and then start our guest appearance. Jim Barker is next. This is Yes Guy, TSN 1050, TSN1050.ca, also available on the TSN and iHeartRadio apps. Use a Fox 40 whistle to be heard outdoors while walking, hiking, biking, and more. Visit fox40shop.com. Use the code YESGUY for 15% off your order. This segment is sponsored by Braley Financial Advisors Incorporated. Financial advisor Herb Braley, ready to help you with your financial needs. If you want a comfortable and real conversation about your options, contact Herb at 1-877-734-3055 or visit his website, BraleyAdvisors.com. With 30 years of experience, Herb will help you do what you want to do with your money, get it back to you when you need it the most. Financial clarity and comfort with Braley Financial Advisors Incorporated. So, bit of bit of an adjustment. So, you know, we had a phone number issue that my co-host messed up, but we'll move on. Jim Barker and Dan Giancola squished into this segment. So let's bring in Mr. Barker first. Mr. Barker, how are you today, sir?
Well, hello, Mr. Taddy. And I doubt it was Mr. Lefko who made that error.
Actually, it was.
Come on, man.
But that's not the place for this. You're coming back on the CFL on TSN panel. We welcome you back. And, you know, with a year off, I mean, how do you – this has to be a monumental restart, right? I mean, it's never been done before.
No, and there's so many things that all the injuries that have happened. There's no preseason this year. And, And I think how the games will play out will be very different than they have in the past at the beginning of the season. And you only have a 14-game season. So there's a lot of interesting dynamics that are going to happen. And I know a lot of time off can be a great thing. I was actually with the Hamilton Club and met every week through the entire season, basically, getting ready just in case. You just didn't know. And, that can lead to a lot of great things, but it can lead to a lot of issues and things also. So I'm just really looking forward to the season kicking off Thursday.
Jim, you've been in football a long time. You've been a general manager, head coach. You've been a position coach. You're coming back after 2 years, last time you were on CFL and TSN. What is the adjustment from being in football as opposed to analyzing and talking about it on TV?
Well, analyzing and talking about it on TV, you have to have the way I look at it, what I bring to the show is different than what Milt and Matt and Davis bring and Kate. I bring a little bit more of the having been a general manager and a head coach and having to deal with rosters and things. So I've been spending my time two ways. One is I go through and I've been trying to see how people are going to utilize their ratio. A lot of Canadian offensive linemen have opted out of not playing, which is creating issues from a ratio standpoint for teams. So I basically go through every day all the transactions and make sure my rosters are up to date, and then look at it as if I was a GM. When I'm with a team, I'm focused on one thing. If, for example, if I was in Hamilton, I would be working on what Winnipeg is going to do differently this game than they did in the Grey Cup game, and what problems we had as a team in Hamilton. So you're just so much more laser focused on the X's and O's and schematics when you're coaching, when you're managing, and your team is playing. You're looking forward to what kind of injury is going to hurt us the most, and how are we going to handle that one killer injury? What's going to be our plan of action so that you're not scrambling? So when you're with a team, you're focused, laser focused on that team and whatever your job happens to be. In TSN, with TSN, I'm trying to do that with every team. So to me, the preparation is it's pretty intense.
Yeah, I was going to say, you instead of preparing for one team, you've got the whole schedule. I'm interested in the game plan because the football game plan is very specific. So you're looking at what they did, and of course, a lot of it is camouflage. And so you really have to know what they're capable of doing as opposed to what they did, right?
Correct. They had made a change during the season at free safety. And I'll just give you an example, Jim. They had made a change and moved Brandon Alexander to free safety. And that move took a lot of what we wanted to do, which was a lot of vertical attacking the deep coverage, which Tommy Condell does better than anybody in the CFL. You can attack underneath coverage with, what you see with the West Coast offense. You watch Mark Trestman or a Scott Mladenovich offense. It's very directed at attacking the underneath coverage, those 5 to 10 yard passes. Tommy actually attacked the deep coverage better than anybody I've ever seen. So our plan going in was to do that. And, we had some openings, but with that comes, protection issues. And, they have those Jeff twins, the Jefferson and Jeff coat that, they're a pain in the neck. And so they created some problems that, make you adjust the things you want to do and that type of thing. So yeah, that what they're doing now, I would guess, is they're figuring out how to handle Jefferson and Jeffcoat. That's the number one issue. And I would say for Winnipeg is to make sure they pressure so that whether it's Mazzoli or Evans, either one, that they don't have time to attack those areas.
Jim, I want to ask you an honest question. Who is the better dresser on the CFL on TSN panel, Milt, or is it Davis?
That's a loaded question now.
You're on the spot.
Question.
Go ahead. Be honest.
I'll tell you this. In the words of Link from Mod Squad, they're both very solid.
Way to go.
Solid. Well, let me ask you this. When I mean, obviously you didn't have broadcast experience at some point. So when you sat in that panel, I mean, that's like a football play there. It's all set up as to who's going to do what and how that's going to flow. The voice in the ear, was that difficult to get used to?
Yeah. It's, you know, when you have them telling you have 15 seconds and trying to do that. But, you know, it flows so easy there. Those guys are pros. I mean, Milt and Matt have been doing it forever. Davis and I both started around the same time, and he's done it a lot now since then. So, yeah, there's some things that are hard to it, but the biggest thing is just having an idea of the kinds of things you think that, again, I try to bring something different than what Matt, Milt, and Davis are going to bring. I try to bring a different perspective to give the fans, and the whole thing is about making it entertaining and making it so people understand it better. And this is going to be a great year for the CFL in that the one thing the single game gambling will do is bring some new fans in, and probably some fans that are currently big NFL fans. And getting them to understand that this isn't the NFL. This is the greatest three-down football in the world. And when you watch it and you appreciate the athleticism and the game is played in space and you see things in the CFL, you can watch the NFL forever. You're never going to see. And it's just, that's to me part of what our job is, to get fans to understand the entertainment value of what the CFL is all about.
Jim, Dwayne Ford was on the show a couple weeks ago, and I put him on the spot to say who's going to win the Grey Cup, and I forced him to give an answer. I won't say what the answer is because I want to know what is your answer.
Well, obviously the team to beat is anytime you have two quarterbacks like Hamilton has is Hamilton. It's in Hamilton. Hamilton is the team that's been the longest without winning. It's so ready for Hamilton to win that I will pick the Hamilton Tiger Cats to win the Grey Cup at home.
Way to go! You wow. picked the chalk, man.
Yeah, that's it. You know, from my days with Dwayne Lucas and Bob Baffert, that I play chalk. That's just what you do.
This guy's Jim, bringing it on today.
I wish we had more time, but now that we have the correct number, we'll probably have you on again. And that's not
yes,
a threat.
Unlike,
that's
unlike players, as a GM, I had to always, with players, when they would leave, say, every time you change your phone number, you need to let us know, because players are infamous for changing their phone number 4 or 5 times. Jim, I have the same phone number I've had from the first day I walked into the Argo offices in 2010.
Well, now we know exactly where the mistake was made, and it wasn't on this particular. I appreciate that. Mr. Barker, thank you, and hope
All
to have
right.
you back on shortly.
That was great fun. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. That's Jim Barker now on the CFL and TSN panel. Of course, CFL season kicks off on Thursday. Dan Giancola with us shortly. Fox 40 is proud to announce the launch of Ron Foxcroft's new book, 40 Ways of the Fox. Order your copy today at fox40shop.com. Net proceeds go to Liberty for Youth and City Kids, two organizations that do wonderful work in our community. This segment is sponsored by Braley Financial Advisors Incorporated. Financial advisor Herb Braley is ready to help you with your financial needs. If you want a comfortable and real conversation about your options, contact Herb at 1-877-734-3055 or visit his website, BraleyAdvisors.com. And you know, with 30 years of experience, Herb will help you do what you want to do with your money, get it back to you when you need it the most. Financial clarity and comfort with Braley Financial Advisors Incorporated. Our next guest is Dan Giancola, the former Argonaut. Dan, welcome. How are you today, sir?
Well, wow, man, I'm doing amazing. I'm on with you guys right now, so this is exciting.
We're finally glad that a phone number actually worked that Perry supplied. So this is a plus.
That's fantastic, man.
So let's start out by how are you doing?
You know what, man? I'm actually doing I'm doing phenomenal. The last I can honestly say to you, the last couple weeks. Last week I was in Cottage Country and we were out in Bob Cajun, and I was really excited. I was waiting for an article to come on out that Perry wrote with the Toronto Star, and it was absolutely amazing. And then I followed up with a major magazine from the States in Canada, and they did a big profile on me and my training and everything that I've been doing, my studio. And they're even going to go that much more further with it. There's so much to it. They got me writing a column. I'm on the show with you guys right now. It's been explosive, man. I can't tell you how excited I am.
Well, Dan, when I wrote the story, to just give a bullet point, it was basically COVID shut down your gym. Then you suffered a heart attack. Then you lost your father, and you lost an aunt or two uncles and an aunt. And then you, your wife, and your daughter suffered COVID. I mean, I don't know how much more you can pack into one story, but maybe just tell people, like, how did you get through it?
You know, I have amazing people around me. I've always been a person who has a small circle of people, positive people, people that are uplifting, motivating. And that was the key to success, Perry, honestly. You know, like you said, I mean, it started out with, you know, first the COVID hit. And then from there, I had my heart attack back in May. I lost my uncle in the States in August. Which couldn't attend because we couldn't go over the bridge. Then I lost my aunt and from Italy, my dad's sister, in October. Out of nowhere, I lost my dad in December, 20 years fighting with Parkinson's, and then ended up dying of cancer. Go figure. He was filled with cancer. We didn't know. We had no clue. I think from that point in December, my wife or my daughter contracted COVID. And then, you know, the rest was history with that one. All three of us ended up getting it, which was brutal. And then 2 months after my dad passed away, my uncle passed away. And, you know, then from that point, you know, waiting for the government to kick in money, and then, you know, had the stress of, am I going to keep this place? Am I not going to keep this place? I mean, 5,000 square feet, that's so many people. You know, Perry, like I was saying to you, and you've been here, you know, we have over 380 clients. And I think that was first and foremost at the top of my head was, oh my God, like, these poor people rely on this every day. And so I think what got through me was, like I said, a small circle. And then I came in this studio every day, man. Every day I came in this studio and I did my online training with people. And, you know, I think that itself is what kept me motivated to keep going, because I was in a dark place, man, suffering from anxiety, depression. I got PTSD out of this lovely thing, and yeah, I took a beatdown, man. I took a royal beatdown.
You know, one of the things that you told me when the article came out was how people reached out to you, you know, particularly men who've had heart attacks. What have you tried to tell these people, given that, you know, it happened so suddenly for you?
They're not alone. I mean, number one, you know, when you have a symptom of something, something's happening. We all know our own bodies. We don't need somebody to tell us. Unfortunately, in my case at the time, and this is the stories I've told them, we're over 65 people now, and 95% of them are men. About 5% are women that have called me or reached out to me in one way or another. And, you know, one of the things I had said to them, you know, at the time I was on blood pressure medication, and we couldn't figure out why my blood pressure wasn't coming down. So we just kept trying different cocktails, as they call it, you know, try to find the right formula, you know, to help the heart attack. And the side effects of beta blockers is lightheadedness, heavy breathing, so you lose your breath really quick, you know, the whole enchilada with that. And so I always attributed those symptoms to, oh, you know what, no big deal. I mean, it's my medication. It's a side effect of the med. And, you know, that day, man, I mean, like I said, the last probably 2 months, you know, with all the media attention, everything that has been happening has really kind of driven my PTSD when I talk about it. But what I tell everybody is, it's, you need to talk about it. You have to give it out. You have to let people know that you're not alone. And that's, you know, that's what basically I've gotten from it. I've got a phone call that came in last night, came in about 10 o'clock last night. Somebody from Thorold, my hometown,
And, you know, he called me and just said, man, Danny, I had no idea. I grew up across from you when you were a little boy over on Pine Street in Thorold. And, man, you've always been an active kid. And, you know, and I found out about your dad passing away. And then all of a sudden I saw you had a heart attack and my whole family was stunned. And it can happen to anybody, man. I mean, it legit could happen to anybody. And usually the ones that you're kind of like, oh, my God, are the ones, I guess you could say, kind of like me, where like you're living that healthy lifestyle and you're a trainer. And I can't tell you how, oh, my God, embarrassed I was. I felt disgraceful. I mean, I don't know what the word was when I had that heart attack because I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I was just on live on Facebook over COVID doing all these classes for free for people. And we're talking from all over the world. We were getting 5,000-6,000 people on at a time. And I had a heart attack. And I was so ashamed and so embarrassed. And I'm like, I was speechless, man. I really didn't know. And, you know, then after talking to the doctors and seeing that my dad had a heart attack, my uncle had a heart attack, their dad, my grandfather had a heart attack, and my dad's dad had a heart attack. My grandfather, he was 57 years old and he died on a plane. Genetically, in our family, it's like a hot knife through butter. I mean, it's just the way it is, heart disease. And I guess, you know, in hindsight, maybe I should have got a little more serious with it and maybe pushed my doctor and said, hey, you know, let's do the stress test. Let's do the echo. Let's do the ultrasounds, because we definitely would have found out. And like I said, man, I told you that day, I should have died in this room. I had four doctors that told me. And by the grace of God, I'm still here. And one of my missions now is even greater than it was before, man. And I had so much fun playing. I told you this, Perry, I think it was the first thing I said to you. And you told me to shut up, stop this conversation right now. We're going to do the article. And I said to you, man, football, achieving my dream over 10 years was hard as hell, man. It was hard as hell. You know, legit, you have to beat all the odds. You can't stop. You have to believe in yourself. And but having this heart attack and bouncing back from this, over a year later, it's been easily, hands down, the hardest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Well, I mean, Dan, there's a lot of stuff there. I mean, it's hard. Just listening to it, you could just see it. I mean, it's like changing agendas, and this is like people are dying. You've got COVID. You've got your own issues, the heart attack. I mean, there had to be some sort of, I played professional football, this is how, you know, some sort of thought process that as a pro athlete that helped you through this. Is there any truth to that?
You know, man, well, the truth to that, Jim, honestly, at the end of the day is what the doctor said to me. If it wasn't for my conditioning, my training, my whole life, I'm another statistic, because Widowmakers is a very small percentage. You know, it is a blockage of the main artery. And, you know, I had 100% blockage in that artery. So, yes, I mean, you know, I guess the training in itself, and then, of course, the tenacity. I didn't go through playing professional football, you know, just by, like, snapping my finger one day and saying, oh, yeah, you know, one day I'm going to play pro. I mean, I had to go and play semi-pro. I had to try out for, you know, 131 free agent camps over 10 years, and everybody saying no and getting rejected and, you know, getting up the next day. And I mean, Jim, honest to goodness, man, I remember my first 2 weeks, and I needed my wife to hold my hand in the shower because I couldn't stand for very long. I mean, you go from literally coming into class and lighting it up, jumping around and screaming. I mean, you watch my stuff on Facebook. I had laser lights going off. I was doing this for free for people because I was afraid of their mental health, because I was watching on Facebook, like you said, with the way the world has been. And I just wanted to do something nice. I was making $2,000 a month. And that was from, what do you call it, that the government was giving you. I mean,
CERB, yeah.
Thank you, CERB. By the time I paid my rent, which at the time was $500, because that's what the government was saying, $500. Then we had to take $500 for taxes off because, well, I don't feel like paying it at the end. I was left with maybe $1,000, maybe, for the entire month. And you know, man, I guess it was the mentality of football and being a pro athlete, but I think it was more than that. I think it was the tenacity and not giving up and just pushing yourself and just believing in you. And of course, like I said, I cannot say it enough. Having those positive people around in your life, man, to say, hey, you're going to be okay. Hey, you're going to get through this. Hey, you're not alone. And I think that was the key to success, honestly.
You know, Dan, I've seen your work on this. I've seen you change people's lives. When you do these classes, what does it mean to you to see someone who comes in, they're feeling helpless, and all of a sudden you're able to get them to believe in themselves, believe in health, and believe physically and mentally and emotionally?
It means more to me now than it has never meant to be in my life. When I tell people, and again, these are two different lives that I've lived, of course, right? When I was playing professional football, I was living my dream, man. I worked so hard for it. And, you know, I'm really emotional.
Take your time. Take your time.
It's been hard, man. You know, it was 10 years, man, of playing that game. And nobody really knows, man. I said it. My agents hated me, man. I would play that game for free. I would do it today. And unfortunately, we all have an expiry date. Mm-hmm. And having the opportunity to be in this studio every day and having people come up to me and saying, thank you for changing my life. That article that Perry wrote, he has no idea, man. You have no idea, brother. Not only what it means to me, but what it has meant to so many people. I know at the end of the day, it's just an article and I'm just one person and I understand that. But people tend to really put this stigma on a celebrity figure. And you don't understand how hard it is because you kind of look at yourself as invincible. And I remember when I did my gala, I've done four of them over the last 4 years before COVID. And Michael Landsberg was one of our guests. Mm-hmm. Michael looked at me when he was doing this speaking and he said, Danny, I want to ask you a question. And I said, what's that, buddy? You were on my show over 30 times. And he said, did you ever know that I was suffering from depression? And I said, no. And that is the hardest thing in a planet to hide that because you don't want to feel like you're weak. I think weak is the right word. There's another word I want to use, but I'll say weak. And it's been tough, man. And so to answer your question, it means now more anything because I'm blessed to be here. When I say to you I'm blessed to be on this show right now, I wouldn't even be here. I literally should have died that day, and I know that. And by the grace of God, I am here. And through my motivational speaking where I've been able to now attend so many functions, and it was blasting off huge before all of this. And now the phone calls that I get for me to go and speak at places, not only to talk about now chasing my dream, Be That One, which is my brand, my clothing line. And I'm not trying to push it. I'm just saying Be That One is my thing.
No, go ahead.
It's my story. It's a huge story, man. And I've created, you know, BTO Performance, my studio. BTO is Be That One. My clothing line is Be That One. My book that I'm going to write that I'm really bugging Perry about is going to be called Be That One. And, you know, man, I live it every day. And I want to be that one to help out as many people while I am on this planet, man. And whether it's through a magazine, whether it's through motivational speaking, whether it's through my studio, this is why God's put me here. I was able to entertain people for 10 years playing professional football. I was able to be me. And I know a lot of people didn't like it because I was like a kid. But I ain't going to change for anybody, man. This is me. You love it or, you know, you don't have to love me. You know, you take it how you want it. But at the end of the day, I will not change is the way I was brought up. I'm 51 years old. I still act like I'm 16. And I appreciate every day on this planet, man. And I'm not going to change for anybody. It's not going to happen.
What a great statement, Dan. We really appreciate you sharing. And I'm going to say your Twitter account, if you want Dan to speak or if you want to get in touch with him, the Twitter account is @DanGiancolaBTO. So get a hold of Dan. And what an inspiration. Dan, thank you very much.
I am absolutely honored. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it, Jim. And Perry, thank you from the bottom of my heart, man. It's been an absolute blessing and an honor. Thank you.
Happy to help, man.
Thanks a lot. Take care, and love to have you back. Thank you very much, Dan Giancola. What a story that is, and well written by Perry. Coming up next, Randall the Handle. This is Yes Guy, TSN 1050, tsn1050.ca, also available on the TSN and iHeartRadio apps. Yes Guy, Jim Taddy, Perry Lefko. Homeowners or first-time buyers, if you're considering purchasing, refinancing, Or if your mortgage is coming up for renewal, talk to Dean Romani, TMG SafeBridge Mortgage Solutions. Dean will provide you with custom-tailored mortgage solutions for all your needs. You can contact him on Twitter at MTGDean. Visit his website, DeanRomani.com, or give him a call at 416-885-1761. And now we bring in our good friend, Randall the Handle. Randall, how are you today, sir?
Yes, guys, I am good, thank you.
Jim, I think he broke the record.
I think you pushed Rod Black to the side. I think you have now established the fastest Yes Guy by a guest in Yes Guy history.
Okay, well, there you go. It can go into my little tiny legacy.
Randall?
Wait till I got some sarcasm on my arm. Wait till I wipe it off. Okay, go ahead, sir.
All right, Randall. 26 years in the business writing about NFL for two major newspapers, The Globe and The Sun. I feel like asking you, do you want us to sing My Way? Like, what is this all about? Why did you decide to step down?
Well, as you just touched on, Perry, it's 26 years, and it's been a good run, and I truly have enjoyed every minute. But at some point in time, you just look in other directions, take different paths. Life leads you that way, and that's where it's sort of pointing me right now. And like I say, it's been a great run. When I started writing about the NFL and started making picks, it was a little more in the shadows when it came to wagering on the NFL, and it always had a certain little stigma to it. But as we know now, it's become mainstream, and it's involved with fantasy and with online, and they're talking about it more on TV than ever, and it's out there. So I feel like my work is done.
So as you say that, I mean, you must have done some reflecting. How has this impacted your life?
Since announcing that I'm not going to do it further?
No. The whole wagering experience from start to finish. I mean, this became you. I mean, I don't know what the order of events is there, but it had to have an impact on you.
Well, I mean, it did. I mean, Randall the Handle was a brand that's been around for a long time. It sort of snowballed because people did have an interest in it, and people overall were quite nice and receptive and friendly towards it, and many understood the complexities of it. And, you know, the intent, Jim, was always to educate people. It was always for people to be better at doing that. If they're going to partake in such activity. And that was always the objective when I was on radio or writing, just trying to give them a fresh perspective and to not always look at the obvious and just different things that I had learned being familiar with it from a young age and then trying to share that with people.
Randall, can you honestly say, is there a way to make money in gambling on sports? Because some people would say, I think it's so easy, I'll do it. And in fact, I think it's a lot harder than that.
I think people have to do it for entertainment, Perry. I think that it's very, very difficult. I've met hundreds of people who consider themselves to be pros at it. I can count on one hand, really, the people that have made money over a long haul in it. It's not easy. The percentages are very slim from being a winner to a loser. If you hit 57%, which is kind of what you need to be profitable, you're very good at it. And that's not easy to do. I've been doing it a long time, obviously, and I don't know what my record is over that time, but anytime I was above 500 or doing quite well, I know the difficulties involved in it. And it's very hard to use that as your sole source of revenue or income. Honestly, there's a handful of people in history who have been able to do it. The one thing I've always stressed is don't pay others to give you picks. That's something I've never done. I wouldn't do. They don't know any more than you or I or the guy next door knows. Use your own smarts, your own methods, and pick things the best way you know how.
You know, it's an inspirational thing you said there, because you're talking about being slightly better than 5 out of 10. If you were a baseball player and you were slightly better than 3 out of 10, you'd be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, because sometimes when we make our projections, it's based on being 10 out of 10, which is totally unrealistic. So I don't mean to put you on the spot, but this is a sort of another edition of Yes Guy, No Guy. I'm going to say best day, worst day in your run. Can you recall what those two might be?
I had a 13-0 Sunday once. That was pretty incredible. I'll never do that again. Very few will. But you got to get breaks, Jim. The ball bounced my way. You know, that's the way it goes. That's when you're doing the NFL, you need breaks. I don't care how good you think you are. We all watch that game. That's a strange game, played with an oblong ball, played with referees. It's a game of inches like most sports, and anything can happen to change the outcome of a game. And, you know, my worst day, well, there, you know, there's always bad days or the Sundays, the 2-14 Sundays were never easy to digest. And, you know, I get my share of criticism afterwards. So, yeah, again, it wasn't so much from an egotistical standpoint. It was from, you know, people that read you and kind of rely on you. You feel like you let them down. And that's not that was never an easy pill to swallow.
You know, single sports wagering is about to happen. You know, previously in Ontario, it had to be a parlay. Will it be easier or more difficult to pick one sport as opposed to three or three games?
Oh, it's much easier. The house has a huge advantage when you're wagering in parlay format, two or three together. It's hard to pick one. Now you got to pick two or three. It's very, very difficult. The percentages for the household go way up, Perry. When you're just on regular 10-cent wagering, the household is only about 4%. You know, we hear about all these companies that think they're going to get rich off it, and they do make a lot of money, but on just 11 to 10 wagering, the house averages about a 4% hold on their gross take. When you go into parlays, that jumps up into double digits, depending if it's two or three or 14 parlays. So that's a huge, huge edge. I mean, when you look at Proline, the fact that they've been able to do it for so long, and they want to hold a certain percentage, and they've been able to because of the parlay format. That's all going to change for them now, and they will run up their juice on the sides. They'll probably have 20-cent lines for people that understand what that means. But they're not going to, you know, they want to make money, and they don't want to be exposed or at risk. So they will do everything in their power to keep their hold somewhere where they're accustomed to earning.
Randall, really appreciate you stepping out on our show. Thanks very much. And any final words on the way out?
Well, no, just as we've always said, may all your picks be winners. It's been a great run. It's always good to talk to you guys. And I'm still going to be around. You know, I'm still going to be tweeting and looking and observing the NFL and various other sports. And, you know, we're not disappearing entirely, just not appearing in the print that I have in the past long while. But as always, thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
Randall, don't take this the wrong way. Yes, guy. Thank you.
Yes, guy.
Oh, yes, guy.
Thanks very much, Randall. Be well.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Homeowners or first-time buyers, if you're considering purchasing, refinancing, or if your mortgage is coming up for renewal, talk to Dean Romani, TMG, St. Bridge Mortgage Solutions. He specializes in mortgage financing for purchases, refinances, home equity line of credit, and private lending. Dean will provide you with custom-tailored mortgage solutions for all your needs. You can contact Dean on Twitter at MTGDean. Visit his website, DeanRomani.com, or give him a call at 416-885-1761. Yes Guy, No Guy is next. This is Yes Guy, TSN 1050, TSN1050.ca, also available on the iHeart and TSN radio apps.
Yes Guy, No Guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, drivers and passengers, time now for the officially sanctioned Yes Guy radio show edition of Yes Guy, No Guy. Go ahead, sir.
Did Jim Barker make your day today when he made reference to Link Hayes?
Oh, because we did that on the phone earlier this week. That was solid.
Yeah. He may have had that whispered into his ear, but he did it perfectly.
Yeah, yes, guy. So yes, guy to that, and I'm sure you'll agree that it was a yes, guy. Yes, guy, no, guy. You are sad that Toronto is now just a one steady Freddy city.
no guy.
Wow.
I don't care. Seriously, I don't. Because Freddie Anderson was here 3 good years. The last 2 years were not very good. So thanks for your time, Freddie Anderson. We'll stick with Freddie Van Vliet, okay?
Yes, yes. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Were you surprised that the Leafs signed Nick Ritchie?
No guy. He was on my list, actually, of guys they should pursue. I don't know exactly how they're going to fit all this in, but, you know, that's for somebody else to worry about. And I really like the ensemble cast they have put together to try and get through the transition away from Zach Hyman. There's strength in numbers there. I like it. How about yourself? So, yes,
I like the signing, and you're right. Somebody's going to be going. They can't accommodate all these salaries. So, I don't know. I think it's going to be I'm at a loss for words for the guy who's the third-line center that can play left wing and all that. What's his name? Help me.
Oh, Kemp. Or you mean Kerfoot?
Kerfoot's got to go. He has to go.
Yeah. Well, at some point, I mean, you can be cap-heavy going into training camp. The next time you have to hit the cap is when you declare your roster for the season. So they've got plenty of time to look at, and I think there's a trade there, definitely. We got less than a minute, so yes guy, no guy. The Leafs absolutely have to get out in front of the Morgan Rielly contract situation.
Yes guy, they have to, because they're gonna end up losing him like they did Zach Hyman, and I'm surprised they didn't try to get a draft pick, whatever it was, you know, for the extra year. So, yeah, make that deal and make it happen faster. He's long gone.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm going to refer to this going forward as the Morgan Rielly contract, because it's not Morgan Rielly, it's the contract, and it was the Zach Hyman contract. So this is my attempt to return or restore the humanity to the equation, because I think we get too hard on the individuals. They have nothing to apologize for, and it's all whatever they're fighting for is negotiated by the CBA, with the league and the CBA, and so it's not a personal attack on them. On that note, I'll say thanks for stopping by. Hope you enjoyed Yes Guy on TSN 1050.
Yes, guy!